share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A 39-year-old man in Singapore has been sentenced to 3.5 years in jail and fined $20,000, erm 61,939, for tricking at least 11 women into having sex with him. According to the Straits Times, the accused, identified as De Beers Wong Tien Jun, had pretended to be an agent for rich sugar daddies and deceived several women for his own sexual pleasure. The accused, who had multiple offenses, pleaded guilty last month to 10 charges, including cheating, criminal intimidation, and possession of obscene photos for circulation. Another 26 charges were considered in sentencing, reported CNA. In 2015, Wong posed as an agent, advertising for sugar babes, and promised them money in exchange for their sexual services to sugar daddies. He came up with this scheme after not being able to afford the sexual services he came across online. Between April 2015 and January 2016, at least 11 women aged between 18 and 24 responded to his advertisement. He promised them payments between $8,000 and $20,000, erm 24,775 and erm 61,939, a month for their services. He told the women that they needed to send nude photos of themselves or engage in sexual acts with him so that his clients could evaluate them. However, because his clients were not real, Wong could have sex with the women without needing to pay them. Wong would then threaten to disseminate the nude photos or videos of his sex acts with them if they refused to engage in sexual activity with him again. For illustration purpose only, one of the victims met Wong at a hotel on the 18th of October 2015. She was reluctant to send nude photos of herself to Wong, but he said, "All my girls take skimpy pics, so you will be on a losing end." The 24-year-old then sent him two photos. Wong took it further and said that he needed to have sex with her to rate her performance before informing his clients. She agreed to meet him after he told her that his last sugar babe had received $16,000, erm 49,551, from a client. After that, the woman began experiencing anxiety attacks, shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, and giddiness. She also experienced sleeping problems and nightmares and was later diagnosed with adjustment disorder with anxiety. For illustration purpose only, she begged Wong to delete her photographs on the 30th of January 2016, but he told her that she had to provide sexual services to him in order for him to do so. The woman said that she was already doing him a favor by not going to the police, to which he responded, "Now I have to pass your photos to my friends. In case anything happens to me, they will use the photos as they wish." The woman then lodged a police report on the 3rd of February 2016. Wong's lawyer said he had been diagnosed with adjustment disorder that affected his capability to make decisions and was remorseful. Wong will begin serving his sentence in 2 weeks' time, but in the meantime, he remains out on bail. Also read, Klang man sets fire to girlfriend's brother's car after being prevented from having sex. Source. Today Online. Source. Shuttershock Source. Freepik. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.